Lebanon's 150-kilometer coastline is dotted with beautiful beaches. But off the coast of Saida, there are no swimmers due to a giant heap of stinking garbage. The dump started in the 1980s during Lebanon's Civil War, when people began throwing out debris from the destruction. Over the years, it has grown into an eyesore, an environmental hazard, and a source of shame for the city. Mohammed El Saoudi is the mayor of Saida. He was elected on a platform of getting rid of the trash mountain.
What we have in Saida is really pathetic, to have a mountain of rubbish. Nobody can be proud of it. We will be proud when we move it.
Environmentalists say the mountain is a threat to marine life and coastal ecosystems. Because there's no barrier between the trash and the sea, the garbage often drifts straight into the water, killing fish and consequently the livelihoods of local fishermen. The dump is a health hazard, says Wael Hamedan, executive director of IndiAct, a nonprofit group that works on waste solutions.
Saida dump burns periodically, and the direction of the wind takes all these toxic fumes into the city, to Saida. So you can say on a weekly basis, the people in Saida breathe this toxic air.
This local shop owner lives near the dump.
It brings diseases to the city, as well as it smells bad, and it brings insects.
This resident doubts the government can fix the problem.
The government doesn't care about us. They care only about what they want. They don't care for our opinions or listen to our opinions.
But the newly elected mayor is taking action. El Saoudi says there are plans in place to build both a waste treatment facility and a 3-kilometer barrier that would keep the trash from spilling into the sea. Saudi Arabia has already donated $20 million towards fixing the problem, and the Lebanese government has pitched in too. The work is expected to take 2 to 3 years and will cost upwards of $30 million. Paige Kollek for VOA News, Saida, Lebanon.